This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you ever wanted front row seats to the fall of this republic, you have got them. If you ever wanted front row seats living in a dystopic science fiction dream world, you've got them. If you ever wanted front row seats for the fall, the second fall, the great fall of humanity, you've got them. The illogic of the propaganda coming out of the establishment media, creating absolute abject division in this nation, is so transparent, is so weaponized, is so nasty, and it then just generates a nasty response from the so-called other side and the clash of civilizations that the globalists use in different permutations, in different combinations across this world to keep humanity in ignorant squalor. There is so much news to cover. A lot of it really exciting, a lot of it really positive, a lot of it horrifying. In fact, I know I mentioned it yesterday, but you guys reprint me Paul Joseph Watson's article that links to the Chinese People's Daily, where the Chinese president says prepare for war with the United States and that it could be imminent. I know that's two-day-old news, but I've got all these hundreds of news articles in front of me, and they're important. And I'm sitting back thinking, what am I going to cover first? Because I don't cover first what I think will get the ratings or what I think is the most popular topic. Sometimes I do if I think it's interesting. I tend to focus on what I think is really most important. Look at that headline here, TV viewer. Chinese president orders People's Liberation Army to prepare for combat. Beijing vows to ignore ruling of international tribunal in South China Sea. Jiang Zemin, if that's how you pronounce it, has ordered the People's Liberation Army to prepare for combat as a massive fleet, basically, on both sides, build up in the area, he says, is a measure against possible hostile U.S. action in the South China Sea after an international tribunal ruled that Beijing had no exclusive control of the area. And yes, people can point out there are Chinese maps going back 1,000 years ago that claim some of those islands. I mean, I can show you maps Genghis Khan had, you know, claiming, you know, all of the old world. The point is there's a bunch of other countries in the area. It's an international shipping lane, and China is now expanding control into that area. And they had a deal with the Anglo-American establishment that they would be given the Panama Canal. They would be given basically exclusive control over manufacturing household goods and crap, but also a lot of electronics, and that they had an exclusive over rare earth minerals as part of the globalist system of dividing up power into different sectors and then playing it off against each other. But now as we get towards the end game of world government, you notice the double crossing is going into the stratosphere. They're launching huge space programs. They're weaponizing space. They are copying U.S. weapons technologies. They are shelling it to enemies. And some folks will say, well, then who's bad and who's good? Our government's bad and so is the Chinese government. And it's rapidly deteriorating very, very, very quickly. And here's a headline. War is coming, and the global financial situation is a lot worse than you may think. The conditions for a perfect storm are coming together very rapidly, Michael Schneider writes for Economic Collapse blog. It's at InfoWars.com. It's not just Schneider saying it. He links to all the top analysts saying this. Meanwhile, I turn on the television or just read the newspaper. I can't get away from it. We have to cover it. It's like half the website are all these social change globalist disinformation operatives out just beating the drum for class warfare with a nice icing of idiotic racism. This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's the 14th day of July, 2016, on this live Global Thursday broadcast. I intend to open the phones up and take a lot of calls today. And one of my favorite investigative journalists, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, will be joining us. He's had several big coups as of late, burrowing inside an anti-gun congressman's meeting where some very interesting information was discovered about these hypocrites. He'll be popping in for 30 minutes in the second hour. Anthony Gucciardi will host the fourth hour of Overdrive. If you're tuning into us on a local AM or FM station, please spread the word about this wonderful affiliate, and please don't take it for granted that they're willing to put information on the air, post on the air, that are actually defending this republic in some of its most dangerous hours. It's also important to note we simulcast the radio show at Infowars.com/show, where anyone can find the free video feed, the free podcast feeds later after each show that are sent out. So you can subscribe to that for free. the iPhone apps, all of it, and a lot more, and the audio streams, Infowars.com/show. We're going to be finding out, obviously, very, very soon about Trump's VP. And I have talked to a lot of big pollsters who are doing private polls to actually really gauge what's going on, not just political polls paid for, to find out what the candidate wants to hear so they can then put that back out to the public and create a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I will tell you, Trump is not in this realm. Trump, just like he's not taking big money from the establishment, is not paying for push polls where you call up and basically have the questions arranged so that it makes it more opportunistic, makes it sound more moral to be for one candidate or the other. Or polls that basically ask you questions that are so horrible about a candidate that it turns you against them. It's a way to put disinfo out there and say, basically, did you know that Donald Trump was convicted of rape, which isn't true, but your company calls up and asks that question and says, are you aware of it? And then it starts rumors. I mean, there's all sorts of dirty tricks they can do with these systems. They can also pre-program them so that when they call you, even though you vote one way, it votes another. But the biggest thing they do is they have a list of people that have been polled before, and then they have these so-called phone lists that they claim are clean, and they call them, and it's predominantly old landlines, so it's older folks, and they can be basically guided into answering the questions the way they want. Then the national news can put that information out, and it creates the perception that Hillary Clinton is really ahead when she's not. Then weak-minded people who just want to feel like they're on a bandwagon and voting for the winner so they can have bragging rights, go ahead and vote for Hillary. That's basically the corrupt form of polling. The real form of polling is to see how your message is getting out in a particular area, a particular demographic, a particular voting block, a particular state, a particular region, so that you can tweak your messaging to see what is more effective. It's a guidance system. And Facebook and Google have admitted that they're pledged to getting Hillary elected and to mobilizing as many young people and other internet users as they can to do that by the news, by the search engine queries, by the crafting of headlines about how they direct you, where they direct you. The fix is totally in at a level never before seen. And Google and Facebook and Twitter and Apple and Microsoft, just the entire establishment is lined up against Donald Trump. And all the big money is lined up against him, and the mainstream media is lined up against him, and almost all the foreign leaders, from the communist Chinese to the corrupt Saudi Arabians to the corrupt Mexican leadership, they are all ALL lined up against Trump. It is just such a no-brainer that he's the guy to vote for. But separately from that, Rasmussen poll, Trump takes 7-point lead over Hillary. We're going to be getting into that report. Also, and I told you 2 weeks ago, multiple polls show him 7 points ahead. And it's not just Rasmussen, but I'm not at liberty to talk about it because those are private internal polls. There's actually some thought in the Trump campaign that they don't want to put out too positive news, or the troops will stop fighting as hard, and then Hillary can pull some scams down the road, and we're going to lose the whole ballgame. Just because we're, you know, one touchdown ahead, it's not even halftime yet, folks. But that's the allegory. That's the analogy. We're 7 points ahead. 7 points ahead, and we're going into halftime next week. And then, boom, it's into the third and fourth quarter. It is on. This is it. And it's all accelerated in those last 3 months. First two quarters is a year and a half. And then it all compresses like a quickening or a singularity in those last few months. Get ready. Because you're going to see the dirty tricks. You're going to see the stops being pulled out here. But I really want to say to the Bernie Sanders supporters, I really want to say to just the general public at large, how could you not be for Trump? You know the big banks are totally against him. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Warren Buffett, Wells Fargo. These are the big banks that launder the drug money on record. These are the people that run the whole show. These are the people that fund the open borders, that fund coming after our guns, that fund breaking up the family and all these disinformation campaigns and third wave feminism and all of it. I mean, you go look at who's financing all of it. Bringing in the, quote, refugees. It's all the same totally cold-blooded multinationals that if you see what they do in Africa and Latin America and places, I mean, it's slavery. But here they fund all this fake, gooey, modern neoliberalism that is cyanide. Donald Trump is like defibrillators on a country that's had a heart attack. It's electricity. It's dangerous. He could turn into a megalomaniac and take us in directions. Who knows? I mean, I can speculate all day, but the evil that's running things is scared to death of him, for real. Because he's a nationalist. He's exposing the globalist campaign, the Saudi Arabians' role in 9/11. He's exposing how China's bought off our politicians and giving speeches that no one covered. They would not show any clips of what he said other than 5 seconds long. It was so historic, I had tears in my eyes. I'm not trying to go off into a Trump love fest here, but that's just a fact. If you want to read some of the ways they manipulate polls, there's a Zero Hedge article we have posted on Infowars.com from ZeroHedge.com. More questions emerge about skewed Hillary polls. You can really see the skewing because they'll have all these other independent scientific ones that show Trump dead, even, or ahead. And then all of these other polls just show her like just massively ahead, you know, 10, 12 points, 9 points. It's just total bull. I mean, look at that photo you just had on screen of her supporters. I mean, arrested development, vapid, stupid-looking, and there's this wicked alpha predator, just flaming evil, with a list of crimes behind her and wreckage that is just unbelievable. And they love the gimmick, she's a woman. It's just truly sickening. Truly sickening. Meanwhile, there's a new video we're going to be playing coming up. Hillary Goon attacks elderly woman holding Bernie Sanders sign at a unity rally. He comes up and attacks her. That's how they operate. They've blocked our aircraft. Never been done before, but the entire 4 days, they're doing it 5 days out, actually, so a day early, 5 days of the convention, 30-mile exclusion zone. Never been done before in Cleveland and in Philadelphia. So we're going to be looking at all of that. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who you know is an ultra-massive critic of George W. Bush, total credibility, he's come out and said Gestapo America, Adolf Hitler is alive and well in the United States, and he is fast rising to power. And it gets into the FBI, the Democrats, the Republicans, all of it. I mean, the establishment is together. They're different in name only. The Republican establishment hates Trump. I mean, you line up every enemy of this country, every evil group. The people that put in the racist minimum sentencing that targets blacks particularly. There's even statements from Hillary and Bill about blacks are super predators. Blacks need to be made to heal like a dog. But it's okay because the media said Donald Trump's a racist. He's a racist. And speaking of that, the weaponized ignorance of the entire MTV, CBS, ABC, CNN, fiction, nonfiction, the universities, the high schools, everywhere, pulling out the stops to create total hysteria. An Obama meeting for 3 hours yesterday with the head of Black Lives Matter. He doesn't meet with foreign leaders for 3 hours behind closed doors after a photo op to plan the summer of rage. And speaking of that, be aware, but not there. We'll have our crew there tomorrow. Day of Rage scheduled for July 15th. That's tomorrow. 2016, we'll tell you about that. And now there's the new talking point. And when I say this, I want you to understand, I don't say this to be shocking or for rhetoric or because there's a small connection. What is now being announced by Obama through Black Lives Matter and the UN is State Department Memorandum 7277 and public law. We're printing all that off right now. I'm going to show that to you when we come back. This is actually a U.S. government plan for world government through the U.N. from 1962. Freedom from War is the name of it.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
About a lucky man who made the grade.
Alex Jones here, back live. We have breaking campaign 2016 news. We're going to have Roger Stone on tomorrow. Hopefully 20 or 30 minutes before the actual announcement of who it really is. And I'm not saying it isn't Pence, to hopefully give us the first scoop. But we did tell you a few weeks ago that he had been the front runner, but that Senator Sessions has tried to bow out himself. Trump may crazily still try to pick him. That was the way it was told to me by another insider. But they're really going to dig up the Alabama stuff. And did he ever go to some meeting, you know, where there's 200 people and there's Klan guys there? And boom, they'll just go to town with that. Hillary Clinton, her mentor can be a grand dragon. That's okay. But regardless, the word is, this is up on DrudgeReport.com, from Roll Call, you're hired, Trump picks Pence. Trump to pick Mike Pence, says source. And I do not think that is one of the best choices. It's a lot better than Newt Gingrich. Because let me tell you, as much as I dislike Hillary and everything, if he would have picked Gingrich, or if he does pick Gingrich, and Gingrich, by the way, is attacking Trump today, which as soon as I saw that this morning, it's like, hallelujah. Because he just can't help but backbite. That's just how he is. And if he puts Gingrich too close to him, he's crazy. I mean, it's one strategy to keep your enemies closer. I get that. I'm going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt till I see what he starts delivering on. Like getting our jobs back, like defending our sovereignty. So there's different strategies out there. It's just that time will have to tell. Donald Trump is planning to announce that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his choice for his vice presidential running mate. And of course, he had a meeting in private with four of the guys yesterday there in Indiana, according to a Republican with direct knowledge of the decision. As Trump narrowed in on his choice of Pence, the two men spent time at both Trump's golf resort in New Jersey in early July and at the Indiana governor's mansion this week. That's right. In addition to testing the men's chemistry, Trump also reportedly impressed with Pence's calm demeanor, his experience on Capitol Hill as a governor, and Pence's potential to assist Trump in governing should the ticket win in November. The announcement will be made publicly at an event at Trump Tower at 11 a.m. Friday morning. In addition to Pence, Trump has considered former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Army General Michael Flynn, the number two spots on his ticket. Some contenders included Senator Bob Corker. Yeah, that was never the case. Corker went to him, of Tennessee, and it goes on from there. So we'll see. We will see. All I know is Hillary Clinton is 7 points behind in a new scientific Rasmussen poll and a whole other index of polls that are up on Infowars.com showing that he's pulled ahead 3 to 4 points in almost every poll except for the polls being put out by Democratic Party pollsters or affiliated media groups. And you can write a poll and ask the questions however you want. You can use the demographics who you called. I already talked about that, but I tell you, you can really see how the establishment's going to strike back. And I'm going to tie all this together when we come back from break here in a few minutes to the original Rand Corporation / U.S. Government Carnegie Endowment for Peace program. You want to know where the U.N. comes from? Want to understand why all this is happening? Want to understand Obama's youth brigades and what Black Lives Matter is? This is a shaping of things to come. And where this country is going to go. And so I'm going to break it down as calmly as I can without getting upset why it's such a travesty and a tragedy what's happening. But you want to see the political takeover of America? This is what it is. By the offshore conglomerates. Now, before I go any further, because I want to plunge right into this when we come back from break, we are ending the special today, and it will end. We already extended it, expanded it, and then contracted it to just durable food. That's excellent, high quality, best price out there, and to the nutraceuticals, but upwards of 40% off. It's not like a few of the things are 40% off. A lot of the food is 40% off. 20 to 40% off, bare minimum 20%, 10% off all the nutraceuticals, 25% off DNA Force, our flagship product. We only do that every once in a while, and it sells out quickly. That's going to end today. The DNA Force is going to extend out. That's our new sale, but the other sale ends today on storable food and the 10% off across the board on nutraceuticals. You get an additional 10% off on anything you sign up for auto ship on and free shipping on orders of $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but you really are getting high quality items here, whether it's books, videos, T-shirts, whether it's shortwave radios or non-GMO seeds. We try to find the very best stuff out there at the lowest price. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to just succinctly give you the facts. Not rhetoric, not hype, but reality. For so long, the Liberty Movement has warned about a world government UN takeover. That even though it's now here and now happening, I'll have somebody on like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury Department, father of Reaganomics, and I'll say, you know, this is 6 months ago, hey, did you see the Associated Press and Breitbart and everybody? The Attorney General just met and says, the new Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, she just met with government leaders from around the country. And they're going to set up UN offices to oversee human rights in every U.S. city with federal funding. And he goes, oh, Alex, the U.N. doesn't run anything. Let's get back to the war with China or whatever he's talking about. And see, I respect him. I'm not arguing or debating. It's all perspective. He's absolutely right that it's Washington and the European globalists and the UK globalists that run the Anglo-American establishment, and they're the big families and the power brokers. And the UN is a U.S. puppet, and it gets 50% of its funding from the U.S., and the Rockefeller and Rothschild families gave basically 100% of the money to found it. I've had the experts on. I've read the congressional reports that Anthony Sutton put together. The Carnegie Endowment for Peace runs the whole show. But you have to understand, when the rubber meets the road, it is a UN takeover. The globalists need to create a new government that they can transfer our powers to, away from the people, away from the states, and then have it come back in with the stirred up, angry populations, mad at what the globalists are doing here, and then here comes the good cop, the UN to save everyone, the IMF, the World Bank. That's what this is. Just like the TPP. 10 years being secretly prepared, Congress not allowed to see it, lawsuits get filed, so for a few months, you can go into a room with tens of thousands of pages and different drafts and look at one page at a time and no notes. How did Congress get in the position where they're told by some shadowy group, we don't even know who, that, okay, you can look at it one piece of paper at a time? That isn't just world government. It's totally draconian, secretive, and over the top. You guys cue up Obama talking about a domestic security force just as big, just as strong. It's 23 seconds. So many times I sit here jumping to pieces of evidence trying to prove it to you, and I'm still going to do that neurotically, but at a certain point, I've done a lot of videos, I notice, and reports that are really popular, where I just show one article with some links and then just tell you what's going on instead of like, and look at this, and look at that, and read this quote. See, they really are doing it. Look, you know they're really doing it, okay? They really did Obamacare. The White House sent Obama to Dallas 2 days ago. And he actually got up there for like 15 minutes and said, oh, we're really sorry. You know, it's never okay to kill cops. But I tell you, we're really a racist, horrible country, and we got to reform the police, and it's blah, 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 blah. Just adding support to this whole movement, and every corporate media outlet pushing it, and every globalist computer outfit pushing it, and foreign governments pushing it, and the UN coming and having meetings and advising and filing lawsuits and running the refugee program. It's happening. And I've got stacks of news every day now where the UN is running all of this. It's the consortium that sets the curricula for the public schools and the colleges, UNESCO. It sets the global standards for light bulbs, toilets, and then we just adopt it. How cold your thermostat can go, how hot your hot tub can get. I mean, we haven't implemented all this yet. Some countries have. Germany has banned the new construction of single-family dwellings, saying, we don't want families to be alone. That's a cult. We want you in a big building. I first saw that in German newspapers like 6-7 years ago. People didn't believe it. It's now in place. And now it's coming here. I remember 10 years ago when they were banning space heaters and outdoor heaters and fireplaces all over Europe. People laughed. It's now happening in the United States. I'd tell you 5 years ago about coffin apartments that are going to be 225 square feet, but you pay more for them. Less for more money. People didn't believe it. Now, many of the new buildings being built in Austin are 200, 300 square foot. Folks, they mean business, okay? Business. We're following a global, I'm getting chills right now, a total global government program meant to shut resources off incrementally till you're totally dependent And then they're going to start killing everybody with bioweapons. But they're just getting us sick right now and getting us ready for it. And that's why people want me to at least pay lip service. Like, I've been told privately, you ought to be nicer to Black Lives Matter and, you know, say some nice things like you care and all this. I'm not. Of course I care. I'm not going to sit here and play lip service. You understand? You need to slap up beside your freaking head. I don't care if you're white, whatever damn color you are. Excuse me. Said I'm not going to get mad. I am so angry lately. We are under scientific attack. We're under medical attack. They're geoengineering, spending tens of billions a year. The plants are dying all over the northern hemisphere. Aluminum levels in some cases are 50 times what they were 20 years ago. The globalist scientists won a Nobel Prize in 1992 for the plan they implemented in 1996. It's not funny. You know, either social justice warriors either laugh at these warnings, or they just ignore it and move on to, did you hear two more black guys got shot last week? Yeah, did you hear 50,000 black babies got killed? I mean, just, do you understand what a joke that is? You got a mosquito biting you. Meanwhile, they got your head in the guillotine, and you're bitching about the mosquito. It's a total diversion. And I sit here watching it done scientifically, having all the proof, all the documents, their whole plan, telling people what to go read, what to go look at for yourself. The U.S. law, U.S. code, Title 50, Chapter 32, subsection 1520A, paragraph B. And then people go read it and don't even know what they're saying. They go, Alex, this says they can't do secret testing on us unless it's for law enforcement or research purposes, including lethal. It's on the books. They can kill us. You're like, well, wait a minute. You said the cops are our friends, but they're allowed to kill us. It's for at the top law enforcement purposes. Your enemy is not the average cop down the street that's just as compartmentalized as you are. Yeah, I said I was going to walk through this. I was going to take your calls. Excuse me. See, I try to not think about this stuff all the time. It's one, I really, it just the ignorance, the mind control, the enemy winning makes me sick to my stomach. And to know where all this is going and to know the institutional division it's creating. And then they'll have this whole politically correct system to fix it, which is a cult attacking words and language and independent free thought. It is just so incredibly over the top obvious. And one level, this is incredibly exciting and entertaining, though. I mean, we're living in a science fiction movie with an elite who believe they're going to merge with machines and become God, and who believe we're obsolete and are planning an organized, clean way to kill everybody off. Wow. That's more entertaining than Moonraker, isn't it? Written by MI6. Getting a little taste of what's on the drawing board. The big mega banks, the royal houses, the royal families. I was looking at it this morning. When you guys Google the royal families of the world meet, and it shows less than 30 heads of state, and you look at them, and I know what a lot of those families own. I mean, you're looking at folks that own more than half the world's wealth. And then the robber baron, new royalty, less than 30 families. And you look at them, and they're above the law. Their wealth is a state secret. They're tax exempt, and everyone kisses their butt. The oldest dynasty is the Japanese. 660 BC, still in charge today. Like, I'll do a report on that. You just type into Google, royal families of the world meet, royal families of the world gather. I have it there on my phone. I was looking at it earlier today. I can pull it up for TV viewers. It's right here. Look at this. Here, give me a document cam shot. Look at that. I was doing research on the Japanese and British royals and all the little secretive meetings that are going on. This photo came up. Pull it up, guys. Anyways. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just give you the places to look. And if media folks out there don't get upset about this, you think it's cute, you think it's funny, you think, oh, the public's all dumb, so what, let's just go along with the elite or whatever. You deserve what happens to you, because I'm going to tell everybody something right now, and I'm going to tell especially the rich people, and they're of every race, color, and creed, the people that think you're establishment because you got $10 million in the bank and live in a mansion, or maybe $100 million, or maybe $1 billion, and you go along with this whole thing, and you make jokes about it. Because I don't really find many billionaires or rich people that don't know this is all true. Because a lot of times they say, yeah, that's the way the world's always been. So what? Get with the program. Yeah, the world hadn't always been like this. Because we're getting down to the end game right now. Hadn't always been like this. Where everybody on that stage that we just showed for TV viewers, look them up, house by house, is tax exempt. Their wealth is a state secret. And they're guarded by the government. And they are establishing a planetary world government because they think you are stealing resources by existing. And they say you're a dumb animal. And they say you are going to be first dumbed down, your psyche ripped from you, so that they metaphysically are authorized to kill you because you're an animal. But first, you must be turned into an animal, metaphysically. The allegory of the prince was a frog. She kissed him and recognized he was a prince and became a man. Instead, you take the prince and you turn him into the frog. He doesn't even know he was a man. He's an animal. He's chattel. He's controlled. He's manipulated. You could snap your fingers and he'll operate under the stimuli you put him under. So what you're hearing here is the facts. The inbred royalty of the world established ruling classes to control global systems. They are eugenicists, and they do not want you to receive the future that you could have. They see you as a giant, ugly scourge that they haven't been able to control with wars. Since the days of Plato, 2,300 years ago, king of the philosophers, he wrote that they should have wars to lower the population, and they should basically breed the general public to be like dumb cattle to serve the intellectual elite. And Plato's thoughts have been adopted by every major empire. In fact, empires that hadn't even read Plato's thoughts. Empires that existed before Plato. In Persia and Japan and other places, followed almost the exact same systems. And now they've decided you're obsolete, they're going to get rid of you. And I said I'd get into Black Lives Matter, but it's just ridiculous. You take a bunch of people that are obsessed, white, black, it doesn't matter, with hype and culture and watch the Kardashians, and they're wondering why they got to go work at a hamburger place, and, you know, they want free tuition, as Bernie Sanders said so, and they just see these videos everywhere, every day, of cops killing people in the wrong in many cases. And it doesn't matter if statistically more people die. It doesn't matter if more people die statistically in a middle-sized town every day in car wrecks than get killed by the cops in a week. It doesn't matter. Because, again, it's a victory of the hallucination. It's the victory of the lie over the truth. Now, do some of the cops act bizarre? Do they act authoritarian? Do they act scared? Do they treat you with disrespect? Absolutely, in many cases. That's a real issue. And what this is all about is hyping people up to be politically aggressive, to prepare them to, quote, take political power, but in their own downfall. And in the crisis that comes out of that, establishing an even greater authoritarian tyranny. Just like they're going to use weaker bioweapons to get us into a medical tyranny, and then, of course, the more hardcore ones come in the future. It's all ratcheted up. The attacks just get bigger and bigger and bigger because we adapt to conform to the attack. That's what the nanny state's all about. Conform. Give up your individualism. Become weaker when there's an attack. And let stronger, specialized groups, warrior ants, protect you. But you're not really a queen down in the mound. You're being taught not to protect yourself because you're being prepared for the fire. You're being prepared to have your humanity sucked out of you before you're blown away like dust into the atmosphere. And I got a little angry earlier. I didn't actually get into 7277 and the UN and all the rest of it. I'm going to try to just focus briefly in 5 minutes, come back and give you a special report on it. Then we have a guest joining us for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to open the phones up for the rest of the broadcast for Bernie Sanders supporters to tell me why you're supporting Hillary Clinton. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All the leaves are brown, leaves are brown.
We can pull the quote up, but famously Henry Kissinger in Evian, France, told the Bilderberg Group meeting that if they could stir up enough civil unrest in the United States down the road, that Americans would welcome UN troops on our streets. The euro is saying in response to a majority of the nations wanting to leave the euro, because they never voted to enter the euro, that, oh, we're just going to nationalize your military and not let you leave. Oh, and by the way, we're not going to let you have national teams anymore. That's racist to say you have the Spaniards, or you have the French, or you can't have that anymore. This is being announced. You can have no identity. The TPP and the NAU and all these other secret agreements are going to rule your life. Well, I don't try to lionize JFK. I think he was manipulated at many levels, really believed he was trying to establish some type of planetary government for peace. He didn't want war with the Russians. But one of the reasons he got killed, or at least they used the right wing out of Texas to do it. Texas is the reason the president's dead. They kind of had cold feet up in Chicago and cold feet in Miami and places. Is because Kennedy did not want to have a preemptive nuclear war with the Russians. And so there was already a Carnegie Endowment for Peace plan from the 30s to establish the UN, the whole system we see, funded by the Rockefellers, but also the Carnegie Endowment, obviously. This is the Carnegie Endowment for Peace. Many of their minutes are now public from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And you can see them charting out the whole future we live under. And they had a plan to merge us with the Soviet Union. Now, with the collapse of the Soviet Union and the reemergence of some Christian Orthodox roots, that's thrown that into question. We were then told that, oh, it was all a sleeper deal with the Russians. They were really going to reemerge and all this. There were certainly factions that wanted to do that, but the Russians have triple-crossed the globalists. That is my educated view on this, seeing their real actions. And the globalist actions against them. But if you look at this system and this dialectic, it was codified in 1962, and Kit Daniels wrote an article about this last year. Did you know a law is on the books to disarm all Americans? Law provides impetus for ultimate world disarmament and UN control over military. And you can go to the United Nations UNIDIR Treaty, and it says civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state or dictatorship. And then he links to the public law 87-29. This is on the books. And the original memorandum, you might want to read it. You can still send off to the State Department and get a copy of these. Last time I checked, for like a dollar. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in the Peaceful World through the UN. And it shows the Russian weapons being, you know, being downgraded down to zero in the graphs, and ours being downgraded to zero, and then our police are disarmed, but first the citizens. So the military's phased down, the citizens are disarmed, and then the police are disarmed. And then you turn on the news today, CNN, Fox News, you name it, I've got the clips right here, and they've got all these leftist groups saying, disarm the police. The police should not be able to have firearms. We're going to play these clips coming up the next hour and take your phone calls. So I was sitting there watching all this and seeing the new community organizer they're setting up. There's only jobs in the future. Is a quasi-government employee, like the head of Black Lives Matter, who has this $160,000 a year job as a board member on a school board. That looks like he's 20 years old. He lives in a house paid for by George Soros. Let's go out to break with Obama talking about the domestic security force just as big as our military. That's what they're setting up. Specialist groups that'll just run around and engaging in racism and infighting. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well.
We'll be back. Stay with us. Hour number two straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
The UN program, but created here.
GCNLive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day.